Kicking off this celebration of ministry presentation. Bring your coffee. Just don't spill it. There's handouts by the bulletins. What people have something in their hand, take it home. All right, we'll get started. Great to have the conversations taking place in the lobby. Just need them now to come this way. Exactly. The coffee must be really good this morning. All right. Okay. I don't need the bell. The handouts are there by the bulletins. Where you find a bulletin, there you'll find the handout on the west side of the lobby.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Please come to Bible class. Yes, please come to Bible class. We welcome you.
Bitte kommen Sie zum Bibelunterricht. Wir heißen dich willkommen.
Good morning.
Good to see your smiling faces on a sunny day as we continue to celebrate the ministry God has given to us here at St. Mark's. Part of this celebration of ministry is a reminder effort of Not Without Purpose. We did one 2018 through 2020, and now we're Not Without Purpose 2, 2021, scheduled through 2030. And so we don't do this every year formally, but every other year to highlight again the areas of ministry and the boards. More formally than weekly news and announcements. So the handout's there before you again. Our ministry is one of action by God's grace. We've talked about it before, how we can still be a vibrant ministry. Even though maybe we're not the St. Mark's of yesteryear, but the Lord still continues to bless us as a congregation. He continues to help us stay vibrant and active. And so as you go to page 2, again, a little more celebration of ministry purpose, keeping you informed in a heightened way regarding our various ministries, some of the outcomes we'd like to see from today, as many members as possible informed. And you know, we do this verbally and through weekly news and bulletins and websites and email blasts, but also just your conversations that you have with fellow members. And if someone's missing, or you know, just pick up the phone or send an email or drop by or whatever, as you have a relationship with them and talk about what's going on. You know, again, it's kind of like you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make that horse drink. I mean, we'll try as best we can to put all the communication out there. Sometimes we may miss something, but then in a polite way, thank you for reminding us what we missed. Outcomes, we also want to see that we're engaged as a congregation and involved. especially as volunteer efforts. We can't do it without you, the volunteers. And so the opportunities are there to encourage one another and to be engaged as your time and ability allows. And just next to that then is having an ownership of ministry. This is our ministry. This is not, you know, the pastor's ministry. This is not the board's ministry. This is our ministry that God has put before us. We all have a hand in this ministry, even though we may not have the same hand involved. We all have a share in this ministry. Yeah, sometimes people talk about even, you know, the wells. We'll refer to the wells as, well, them and us, just because they're our corporate offices in Wisconsin. That doesn't mean that that's still not us. That's what the Wells Connection helps remind us of. We're still us. That we support, again, our ministry through prayer and through our time, talents, and gifts. That we have this reminder that we are part of something bigger. Again, not just St. Mark's and Citrus Heights, but part of this Wells NorCal Ministries, you know, Foundation in Folsom and Hope in Penryn and Christ in Lodi and St. John in Vacaville. And as we can, you know, expand. But then even beyond that, the whole Arizona-California district, and then the entire Wells, and then the churches that we're in confessions with throughout the world. So we're part of something bigger. It's not just us. And kind of like that Elijah syndrome. Am I the only one, Lord, that's faithful still here? No, as we come to worship, we see our faces, but then we're also seeing faces that aren't here in that particular day, and then also throughout the country and the world. Keeping in mind that nearly everything we do has a gospel impact. So Jesus said, be salt and light. You know, in our conversations day to day, in our coming to worship, in our being active throughout the week, that everything really has that gospel impact, in the sense that we're always, as we say, trying to make connections for the goal of building relationships. The most important relationship with God and that individual, but also then the horizontal relationship with them and us. On page 3, some spiritual reflection as we celebrate God's goodness among us, what it takes to be His ambassador. The Bible passage we're going to focus on, for Christ's love compels us, because we are convinced that one died for all, therefore all died. And He died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for Him who died for them and was raised again. So from now on, we regard no one from a worldly point of view, though we once regarded Christ in this way. We do so no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone, the new is here. All this is from God, who reconciled us to Himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That God was reconciling the world to Himself in Christ, not counting people's sins against them. And He has committed to us the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making His appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. God made Him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in Him we might become the righteousness of God. Now just a few minutes to reflect on that section of Scripture. What is the wow from your point of view in this section? Michael?
Love.
Love? Yep. Want to expound on that? Yeah. Fits in with the theme of around the wall here, John 3:16. God's love is evident clearly in these words through Christ. Okay. Other answers? Wow factor for you?
The old is gone, the new is here.
The old is gone, the new is here. Yeah. You are new, right? Yeah. Every day, mercy is new, right? How important that is, right? That sinful nature, right, that controlled us is no longer having to control us. The new has come.
That Christ would, holy God would take upon Himself the sins.
Yeah, good point. That holy God would take upon Himself the sins of the whole world. That we have been reconciled, made at peace with God our Creator. Something that we can accomplish on our own. Yeah, undeserved love and amazing grace all fits in with that message of reconciliation. And then the fact that we have been given that message of reconciliation to share, that He would use us. Because after this section, He talks about the treasure in Jake and Clay jars, right? You know? So it's good to read that whole section later on. All right, the love of Christ consists of what? Just to refresh us on that. Love of Christ consists of?
Grace.
You know, kind of like Rosemary pointed out.
Reconciliation. Peace that he gives to us through his suffering and death.
Yeah, that the reconciliation, that peace we have, because he was willing to take on human flesh and to suffer and to die and then to rise again. So all of that, you know, that through the season of Lent we're reminded of. That's something that, not just for the season of Lent, but every day of our life is a wow factor, that amazing grace. And so what does the love of Christ move us to do?
Tell
others. To tell others about this message of reconciliation.
To live for him.
Yeah, to live for him. Right? The love of Christ compels us to not live for ourselves, but rather for him. His goals become our goals. I mean, Adam and Eve, before the fall into sin, were able to do this in sync with God. And then sin happened, and it got out of sync. And through faith in Christ, right, we can get back in sync with God. Not perfectly, but back in sync again, where his desires and goals are our goals and desires. What do we need to recognize about ourselves to truly appreciate what God is saying here?
That we are sinful,
right? That we needed this message of reconciliation, and that we're to no longer look for ourselves, because that's really our natural selves, is to look out for number one. And so see this need for reconciliation. Since God has given us the reconciled, the ministry of reconciliation, what can we count on? He'll be with us.
Same thing,
right? He will give us what we need. If he himself has done this biggest need for us, how much more he will meet all of our needs in his time and way for us. And when we go and proclaim that message of reconciliation, he will bless it. I mean, he has promised, right, through the prophet Isaiah, his word will not return empty or void. It may not always have the success that we're looking for, but his message still will have an impact. Sometimes it is to condemn. But then hopefully there's another opportunity that through that condemnation message that they will come to repent. So what is the evidence that the message of reconciliation is for everyone?
The Great Commission.
The Great Commission. Right? He's verse 19, they're reconciling the world unto himself. And then that ties in with the Great Commission in Matthew 28. And the goal of an ambassador is what? Spread the gospel, represent, right? We're not speaking for ourselves. We don't have to come up with the message. The message has already been written for us. And so there again, too, the ambassador doesn't, right, we know, doesn't come up with their own viewpoint. They're representing the viewpoint of the one who's sent them to be an ambassador. And Christ has sent us. So this where it goes back to, do not add, do not subtract, do not change the meaning. Stick with the word, the message. What is our confidence as we carry out the calling of God's ambassadors?
The Holy Spirit's with us.
Yeah, the Holy Spirit's with us. Okay? Yeah, we don't have to be in a chalkboard. Okay, how many people did I convert? Because we can convert them. But, you know, the planting of the seeds, kind of like when you're trying to, if you are trying to grow grass, even in California, you know, when you cast that seed, you spread it out and some of it will take root. We can't control that taking root, but we can control planting the seed out there. If we don't put the seed out there, not going to have that, right? The confidence, it's his words. We are his ambassadors. He's given us this calling. He's even promised, like, the Holy Spirit will give us the words to speak as we need them. Sometimes we may feel like we don't know the Bible that well, but when you have a conversation with somebody and you're talking about Bible things, and then later on you go, well, wow, where'd that come from? I mean, that's the Holy Spirit work. I mean, there's so much up in there, right? That we're not always cognizant of what's all up there in this computer brain, but it's there. God, through the Holy Spirit, brings it to the forefront as we need it. And that's also then a reminder that we'll never get to a point where we know it all or should stop learning. We're always to be in a position of learning and reading and growing to keep that fresh. What are some obstacles which can or do keep us from carrying out this God-given role?
Our reluctance and fear.
Yeah, our own reluctance and fear.
Fear of rejection.
Yeah. Threats to churches, to the preaching of the gospel are real in our own backyard as well as throughout the world.
I wonder if sometimes we ourselves don't appreciate what we have, so we don't feel compelled to tell anybody else about it.
Okay, right? So lack of appreciation for what we do have, and so then not feeling as compelled to go and be those ambassadors. Yeah, we don't feel like we know enough, right? So those are things that we can overcome. And yeah, like Moses making the excuses, and finally, well, God reminds him, who is the one who gives human beings the opportunity and ability to speak and so forth, right? So does that mean that we have to go and be a martyr? No, but if it comes to that, to be ready to be one, like Jesus also said too, not throwing pearls to pigs, to know the situation, there's a time and a place as well to be that. But you think too of how our society has lessened the Bible and God's authority. They haven't lessened His authority, but here, you know, they view it as less, and how that's had an impact then on our society. Favoring human education over spiritual education, Bible education. So there are obstacles out there. We recognize that. So Lord, help us see the obstacles. Help us overcome those obstacles to work through them in spite of them. May your message take root. Agree or disagree, God is more concerned about growing His kingdom than the growth which happens within His kingdom. Yeah, He's concerned about both, right? That's what we as a church here are. That's why we as a church are here, to nurture ourselves in the faith, right? To be like the Bereans, to continually grow in our knowledge, and also then to go and reach out into the community. It's both. So what is the implication then of your answer to the previous discussion point?
We need to reach out to others, and at the same time, do our own internal studies.
Yeah. I mean, personalize it, right? That what are we doing to grow in the scriptures ourselves, which also then equips us to share those scriptures? And it doesn't have to be a formal presentation to share the scriptures. It can be over coffee, it can be over a dinner, it can be, you know, through an email or whatever. It can just be ending your note with a Bible passage or some word of encouragement, which may or may not take off then into a deeper conversation. All depends what that person is going through that you're writing that to. So the importance of just staying connected ourselves and helping connect others. And then four words at the bottom there, just the motivation for all this is, what would you say is the motivation? Love, right? The tools, the means of grace, scripture, right? Law and gospel included. The audience?
Everyone.
And again, for us individually, to know who we are looking to, you know, to intentionalize, maybe I want to speak with so-and-so at this point in time, or this family member because they're going through. Maybe intentionalize that, and then when to engage them. Because again, there's a time and a place to engage. And the goal?
Spread the word,
right? That more souls get into heaven. Right? So it's the message and the work is simple, and yet it can be complicated. And so God continue to help us work through all that as we celebrate ministry here and elsewhere. Just a couple more minutes then on the rest of the pages. If you turn to page 4, just a reminder of our value statement. that we developed as a congregation a few years back. It still holds true today, so we just keep it in front of us. It all flows from our mission statement, and so those remain our core values. And then there's some aspirational core values. If you could add more, what else would we inspire to? On page 5, given the values, what St. Mark's ministry is working towards having and maintaining, just an outline of things, right? Means of grace, worship, growing in God's word for all ages, lost sheep focused, financial stability, and so forth. And you see some things there, but God has blessed us with, again, the ability to hold worship services, even through that disaster of back in 2020. We still could get the word out there, and we're coming back together. That we're also then able to operate the elementary school as we are, and then we have the Sunday school and other things going on, and connect events, and then this, the financial stability. And again, that our, you can learn more about this in the MPC, but yeah, with our debt going from 1.6 to 500,000 in this period of time, from 18 to today, that we establish an endowment fund that has $70,000 in it currently. The goal is to get to 100,000, and then we can use the dividends every year for other areas of ministry. So again, that's been established. And then just that we have some emergency funds. You know, you're never out of the woods, right? Just like it's with your personal things, it's with us as a church. We want to be good stewards of the gifts that God gives to us, personally and collectively. And so we try to keep putting ourselves in a position as God allows, to be frugal, to be smart with what we have before us. And so you can learn more about some of the campus improvements that are coming up yet. It's a 10-year goal. Not everything can be done at once, but we try to prioritize, and sometimes God allows a different priority to come in, and then we got to address that. God bless fire inspections. All right, page 6, just some responsibilities and oversights. Again, who does the day-to-day work on our behalf as a whole? You see that with the executive council, the ministry admin team, and then the board of elders, the ministry care team to help us glorify and grow, the board of stewardship, the ministry management team, the finances, and also then the property that we have to help us grow in that area. Board of Child Discipleship, Ministry Education Team to help us grow up in the faith and also share the message of reconciliation. And then the Board of Outreach, the Connection Team, to help us in our goal of going out into the community. And so those are all ways that we can serve in one capacity or another. We don't always need a title to serve, but you can learn more about that in the multi-purpose centers as you stop by the tables. And then on page 7, just again, a few things about not without purpose. Again, we're not without purpose 2 still has the 3 main objectives of continuing to pay down our mortgage. We're on track to pay it off early, which will then allow those dollars as they're able to come in to pay for other ministry needs. Tuition assistance has been huge, as you know. Instead of just writing that off, what families are not able to pay in the tuition costs, we can actually supply real dollars in assistance, and so that helps the operating budget not have to absorb those hits. So we're thankful for those gifts. You know, we've been blessed with over $100,000 in gifts since 2021, and we give out about $35,000 to $40,000 a year in assistance. So just again, a reminder, we have the cost of the school. Let's just say it's $9,000. We automatically give everybody a grant. The church offerings help pay for that grant. Might be, you know, comes to $1,500. I'm just using numbers, and then there's that $7,500 left that they can apply for assistance, and if they qualify, they get assistance, or they pay that $7,500 as best they can. We're trying to get to the goal of that the school is sustainable to 85% capacity, so they sustain themselves by bringing in 85% of the revenue, which then keeps us as a church well too. We're making progress toward those goals. And so this tuition assistance fund, by your gifts, helps us reach those goals. Campus improvements, not an exhaustive list, some of the things that have been done, and again, some of the things that we'll be doing, you can review that in the multi-purpose center. Again, that's a 10-year effort, and we've been able to make some progress, so we celebrate that. On page 8, other reasons to celebrate, building on what has taken place, keeping in mind God keeps his promises, so let's not forget or take for granted. Again, that we are able to do weekly worship and Bible studies throughout the week. That we were able to celebrate our 50th anniversary. And the 60th is coming up fairly soon. So keeping that in mind. That, you know, we'll install these stained glass windows. And then not without purpose, efforts and things that have taken place, including even daughter in a congregation in Folsom. And then the 50th anniversary of the school, making it through the pandemic, and then towards the bottom, implementing the new Christian worship through the electronic hymnal currently, improving technology needs on our campus as we're able to do so. Again, just another thing that we're working on the right-hand column, under the elementary school, many families are looking for a K-12 situation. And we've been talking about offering a high school. We cannot do a traditional high school because of the cost, but we do now through Wells have an accredited virtual high school that we can also have on campus. So for those who don't want to be at home, we can make it work. I'll give the details some other time. At least there's an option out there that we can give people a quality Christ-centered education that are accredited, and we can give them an atmosphere, bless you, where they're not just isolated, but they're still with people. And then at high school, we can get into mentor programs. We can still offer drama. There's always drama. We can offer, some type of sports like golf and volleyball and other things. So maybe we can give it a real experience. And this is part where we need some volunteers to step up and help us get this up and running. Because I know some parents have expressed some interest in it. It's not going to be for everyone, but it will expand our opportunity to reach the community and make us more attractive. And the reason why we want to be more attractive goes back to the message of reconciliation. All right, and then we're still working on starting a Bible study group in Roseville. Not necessarily looking to start a new mission site, but just reaching out to our members and their friends in Sun City and other areas. So like during the week, it can be an obstacle for people to come back this way. So let's have one person go that way and lead a group. So we're working on that. Thank you, Ed, for helping me work on that. Then ministry staffing needs are always an ongoing in view. And then the last page there is just the community connection events for 2024. Lord willing, these things will take place. You can mark them for yourself as part of the connecting members, nurturing members, and also then some events are more geared for connecting to the community. When we say like the member events, like the chili cook-off, you know, invite your friend network to that. That's more geared for that. The community cook-off in the fall is more geared for the community. So we're better prepared for the community outreach. So that's why that you see the CME and the CCE in all that. So it just kind of gives you an idea of that we are active and there's lots of things going on and there's more we can do as people volunteer. Any initial comments or questions? Otherwise, take your coffee. There's coffee in the NPC as well. And walk around the tables. There's different areas of ministry on display. Thank you for being a part of our ministry.